Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Emor. Sfira Sa'omer, Tavshin Ayin Tes. So learn Shemin Tzchus for Furshin for Baruch Tzvi Ben Rivka Batya B'Soch Shal Yisrael. Tavad Henech Morcha B'Ferda Simcha B'Soch Shal Yisrael. Also, Leil Nishmas, my wife's grandmother, who's Yartzah this week. Shendel Bas Yosef. The first idea comes to us from Rav Moshe Feinstein and Darsh Moshe, the opening Pasuk. By Omer Hashem Moshe and Emor El Kohanim. And we know that Moshe charges the Kohanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives the charge of the Kohanim to make sure to not to be Tamimis. And Rav Moshe says a very simple explanation. He says, why does the Pasuk say Vayomer? Usually, when the Pasuk says Vayomer, it's Loshon Raka, it's a soft. Vaydaber is strict, especially if you're talking about Tumas Meis, you're talking about the impurity of death. You're talking about, at the end of the day, they should be very, very careful. Why Dafka does the Torah use the word Vayomer, says Rav Moshe? And Rav Moshe explains, and he says such a beautiful yisod of what the charge of the Kohanim were. The charge of the Kohanim, says Rav Moshe, was they were the ones who were going to teach Torah. They were the ones going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're the ones going to be able to lead Klal Yisrael in the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. And he says, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's vayidaber. Sometimes it's difficult to be able to teach and to be able to and to inspire. He says Rav Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe, make sure they do it in a vayomer way. Make sure that even if it's hard, make sure they do it in vayomer. Shu Lashon Kal, Noach V'Kal. And he quotes the Gemara in Brachos and tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu just asked, the Pasuk says, Moshe Yisrael, Ma Hashem HaKal Shomei Mach, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask for you? Just to fear him. And the Gemara says, what do you mean just to fear him? And the Gemara says, no, Milta Zusa Sahi, it's a small thing for Moshe. But not everyone's Moshe, but he says at the end of the day, the Kohen, even if it's going to be hard, they should view it as a small thing. Ulukavu b'simcha. And to be able to know at the end of the day, even if something's hard for you, to be mikavu b'simcha, and don't make it to be a big deal. And that's what says Vayomer. Why does it say Vayomer? Because even if it's going to be Vayidaber, it's going to be hard to be able to lead Klai Yisrael and teach Klai Yisrael Torah, make sure that in your eyes, it's just Kal, it's Vayomer, it's easy. And he says, Rav Moshe actually ends off the piece, and he says that this is the charge for every parent and for every teacher, especially in education, where parents could get sometimes difficult, and the principals could sometimes get demanding. He says, at the end of the day, we have to view it just like the Kohanim. It might be Vayidaber, but we have to push it away just to be a little Vayomer. And Mekab Ba'av V'Simcha, and says Rav Moshe, V'im Einu Davar Kalafanav, Yoser Tov Shlo Lo Yasuk B'chinuch Ki Ein Ra'lizah. If you're not able to just put it past you, and you know sometimes when things are difficult, just put it past you, then you shouldn't get going to Chinuch at all. But at the end of the day, the whole vort is that Rav Moshe was saying, the charge of the Kohanim was that even if things will be hard, make it believe that it's not so hard, and do your best, and put your best foot forward, L'kab V'Simcha V'Tov Leivov. It's reminding him of Igiyah from the Chasam Sofer. Sometimes it's a little hard. It's hard to do that. So says the Chasam Sofer from last week's Parsha in Kiddoshim. V'yiskidashim, the Pasuk says, Ki Kiddoshim Ani. You should make yourself holy because I'm holy. Says the Chasam Sofer, how does a person make yourself holy? It's very simple. Fake it until you make it. Meaning, even if you don't feel it, still try your best to do it. And the more you do it, the more you'll become it, says the Chasam Sofer, right? The Sefer Chinuch always says, Acher Pehulos Nimshachas Halavavos. The more actions you do, the more actually it'll become you. Psychology says this all the time. The more you smile, the more you actually be b'simcha. We should be to take these beautiful ideas of Moshe, that even if things are vayedaber, we should make them, our perspective should be vayomer. And the Chasam Sofer says, how do you do that? Fake it until you make it. The more you do it, then you'll actually become it. Beautiful insights of Moshe and the Chasam Sofer. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Ava Shalmer, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kosov, the Rebbe of Kosov. The Pasuk says, Chaf Alf Yud, a coin still in Rishon, a coin a Godo, Me'echov, Asher Yitzak HaRosh, Hashem and HaMishchav, Me'ilah Yitzyodo, Milbosh, Asabaram HaSrosho. So, the coin Godo has to do these certain things, to put on the Shem and HaMishchav, and do all these to wear the big tikkuna. Says Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kosov, HaGodo, HaKoin HaGodo Me'echov. The number one job of a Kohen Gadol is Me'echov. What's Me'echov? Is to create this brotherhood between us and the Rabbona Shalom. A Kohen Gadol, right, what's the Kohen Gadol's job? Me'echov. To make this connection between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and us amongst ourselves, says the Chasav Rebbe. Be'inam le'ben Avinu Shebashamayim, ve'inam le'ben Atzma. That's the Kohen Gadol's job. Be able to bridge the gap between us and the Rabbona Shalom, to inspire us in our Be'ad Lamakom, and to also inspire us to be amongst from each other. And the Tefer Shlomo says another beautiful idea on these three words. Va'kohen Gadol Me'echov. What is the Kohen Gadol Me'echov? That in the eyes of the Kohen Gadol, every Jew is Me'echov. every Jew in his eyes is one of his brothers. It's his family. And that's why he's chosen. He's chosen to be the Kohen Gadol because he sees the godless in every person. He sees every Jew as his family. What a beautiful insight from the Ava Shalom. I go to Me'elchav Me'elchav that he tries to bring this connection between us and the Rabbanu Shem and us amongst ourselves. And then Kohen Gadol Me'elchav, the Kohen Gadol is chosen because Me'elchav, he views everyone as one of his brothers, Mamash, his family. Beautiful insight from the Menachem Mendel Kosov, the Kosov Rebbe, and the Tefer Shlomo. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Orla Shemaim Remeir Apta. Pasuk says, Chav Beis Yutes, beginning of Shlishi. To me, you want to know how to get appeasement, to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu to forgive us, make sure that it's unblemished, a male from the cattle, from the sheep, and from the goats. Rashi says, make sure that's fitting to something to appease before me. That should be appeasement for you as well. Other, we know what a carbon is. A carbon is to, that should have really been us, and we're sacrificed to Rabbanu Shem. Says the Or L'Shamayim, beautiful insight. L'rtzonchem tamim. At the end of the day, you want to know what it means to be a Jew. Rakashatiyu nikiyim imum tamim. Make sure your ritzonos, make sure your desires are pure and they're wholesome and they're pure and the holy. Then the Rabbanu Shem yimalei Hashem isbach ritzonchem imashaloseichem ritzonchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to be a pure person, if you're going to be a tamim Jew, a wholesome Jew, then the ritzonchem. Make sure that your desires are pure and that Rabbanu Shem will bring his kapara and his forgiveness. But at the end of the day, that's the whole vort, to be tamim. And I saw a beautiful idea. What else do we see around this time of year that's tamim? Usvartim lechem tamimos, that these days have to be days of not just of purity, but of wholesome days. Tamimos, says the Kalva Rebbe, which the Kalva Rebbe just passed away, Rav Nachum Mendel Taub. Supposed to get an Aleinu, a beautiful insight in Penini Kol Menachem, and he says, Timimos, Sheva Shabbosos Timimos. What does it mean to be Timimos? Chazal tell us, Emes Timimos, Bizman She'osim Ritzono Shamakom. What's Timimos? When you're doing the Rabbono Shem's will. And he says, Ratzon is the same Osios as Sinor, because when you do the Rabbono Shem's will, that brings down, right? Sinor is a channel, it's a pipe. When you do the Rabbono Shem's will, then you'll be Zocha to have all the Hashpas. When you're tamim, then you'll be zocht to bring down the tzinor, mamish. Make sure your ritzonos, the ratzon, is tzinor, and then you'll be zocht to bring it. Make sure your days are tamimos, the shabbosos are tamimos, then you'll be zocht. And what does it mean to tamimos? Emesai tamimos, bizman sh'osim ritzonos shamakam. And do the rabbonishim as well. And ritzonchem tamim, and that's exactly what the Or L'Shamayim says, Meir Apta. Ritzonchem tamim, make sure your desires are pure, you're tamim Jew. Everything you do is wholesome in the house, out of the house, and then you'll be zochah to have all the Yeshuas, to have the Rabbanu Shem give you the kapara. Beautiful insight from the Or L'Shamayim, Nemeir Me'apta, and the Kalva Rebbe's Chusag and Alina. Moving on to Din number four. Din number four comes from the Imre Yosef, or Yosef Meir Mispinka. I believe it was just as Yortzeit over Shabbos. So the pasuk says Chav Beis Lamed Aleph, still in Shlishi. Ushmartim Mitzvoisai Vatisim Alsom Lev Ani Hashem. You should guard the mitzvahs and do the mitzvahs. I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I am Hashem. Says Yosef Meir Mispinka, the Imre Yosef, the Spinka Rebbe, Shmira Ushmarta Mitzosai. It doesn't mean just to guard and to keep, but it means to yearn, to seek, to understand, and to always be searching. Right? The pasuk says by Yosef, Aviv Shomer Sadover, that Yaakov waited to see when the dream was going to come about. Is when we do the mitzvos, we don't just keep the mitzvos, we yearn to do the mitzvos. We yearn to do them, and then you be zocha. If we have that yearning, ushmarta mitzvosa, we have this yearning, then vasisim also, then we'll be zocha to do the Rabbanu Shem, to do the Chodesh Baruch as well, b'shleimus. It's not about just getting it done. It's about yearning for it, and seeking for it, and searching for it. And this is actually the idea that Ish Kodesh just brought down in Kedoshim in 1940. He says, v'yiskidashtem. Well, you want to know how to be holy? Tomi tishtokiku liyiskadesh. Constantly be searching and seeking to be holy. And if you really think you're holy, continue to go on, still have this ishtokikus, make sure that fire is never quenched. And that's what he says, the Ish Kodesh, in yesterday's Parsha, in 1940. He says, do you think you're holy? Constantly, holiness means that you're constantly searching for more. Okay, we finished the first 3 weeks of Svira, Chesed, Gvur, and Teferis, now we're starting Netzach. Now we're starting the week of Netzach. Ushmartem mitzvoisai, says the Spinker Rebbe. What is ushmartem? Ushmartem means to seek and to search. then you be zochen tavasisim osam. And that's the Ish Kodesh says, you want to know how to be holy? Have this constant humid ishtoikikus to the Iskadish. Always looking and searching and seeking to grow. Beautiful insight from the Imre Yosef in the Ish Kodesh. Moving on to Adin number 5. Adin number 5 comes to us from the Baal Yartzeit for today, Zion Ear, from the Kliyakar. Pasuk says, Chav Gimel Mem. Ulukachtim lechem ayom rishon, right? Talking about Sukkos. You should take for yourself on the first day, Priyet Hadar, Kamos Tamar, Manov, Eit Abos, Arbe Nachol, Usmachtim lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, and you have to have the simcha in for the Rebbe Shimon for 7 days. Says Kliyakar, what's going on over here? Simcha, right over here by Sukkos. We know it's called Zman Simcha Sinai, but what's the Iker? He says, Kliyakar, such a beautiful insight. He says, true simcha is only when you're Ba'gura Achas, right? We know the halacha is that a Jew, when they're shaking their Esrog, when they're Lulav, Esrog, Adasim, and Aravos, they have to all be together, Ka'guda Achas. He says, true simcha is only when Jews are together, when everyone's together. Ein simchasam lefnei Hashem, ki'im is manshem ba'guda Achas. There's no greater simcha in the Rabbeinu Hashem's eyes until the Klai Yisrael are all one together. U'befrat she simcha davka b'chag zeh, fi shu'z man asifa. He says specifically that the ultimate simcha sukkah is when all the Jews come in together as to have one asifa. But at the end of the day, there's no greater vorfer, especially for Svir to Omer, that I saw this kliyakar and I said, oh, we have to say this. There's no greater simcha in Rabbeinu Hashem's eyes and our father's eyes when his family is all ba'guda achas. Usmachtan lefnei Hashem lekechem, when the esrog and the lulav and the aravos and the hadasim are all together as one. And this is exactly what the Alter Rebbe said. One of the Chassidim once asked the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitch Rebbe, what's more important, loving Hashem or loving Klal Yisrael? And first he said he wasn't sure, maybe they're equal. And then the Alter Rebbe changed his mind and he said, no, loving Klal Yisrael is better. Why? Because when you love Jews, you're loving what your loved one loves. You're loving what Hashem loves. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves each and every one of us. And when you love Klal Yisrael, you're also loving the Rabbeinu Shalom. And there's no greater simcha in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom when you love his kids. Because why? Because when you, says the Alter Rebbe, and this, I think there's a deeper explanation from it, when you love Klal Yisrael, you're also showing love to the Rabbeinu Shalom. But a beautiful insight from the Kli Yakar on his yartzeit should be made tzoshah for us in Klal Yisrael. A beautiful insight for the Alter Rebbe. Let's just review these 5 ideas. We started off from the Rav Moshe, but why Dafka, the pasuk starts off with the word Vayomer, it should really say Vaydaber. Because Rav Moshe says at the end of the day, the Kohanim are charged with things that are hard. Tamei Meis, and they have to teach Klal Yisrael, things could be Vaydaber, they could be hard. But we have to view it as a Vayomer. And Mimikaba B'simcha Ba'ava. And especially the teachers and parents, when things are hard, it should be just a milsa zustrasi, just a small thing. And if we're not able to do that, it says better not to get into education. But the whole vort Rav Moshe was saying, Mimikaba, everything's B'simcha Ba'ava. Even if it's hard, make sure it's not in your eyes, it's Vayidaba, it's really Vayomer. And the Chazon Sofer gave us a little advice how to do that. Fake it until you make it. Like Kedoshim to you. The more you make yourself holy, then you actually become holy. Rabbi Nachman says this all the time. When you smile, just do things, milso deshtusihi, you're just laughing about silly jokes, then you actually be simcha. The more you do it, the more you become it. That's the Sefer Chinuch. The more you do your actions, Achar Pelus and Shachas Alavavas. The second idea, Rabbi of Kosov, HaKohen HaGod Me'echav, what's the HaKohen HaGod HaShav Me'echav? To make sure this connection, Me'echav, is between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom, and also make the connection between us and each other. Tiferet Shlomo says a somewhat similar idea. HaKohen HaGod Me'echav means, why has he become Kohen Gadol? Because Me'echav, he views every one of Klal Yisrael as one of his brothers. He views everyone one mamish his mishpacha. Third idea of Meir Apta, all the Ritzonchem Tamim, to make sure that everything we do, all our Ritzonos are Tamim. Everything we have is we're wholesome Jews. In and out of our homes, in and out of the Beis Medrash, we're wholesome Jews. And that's what the Kalav Rebbe said, Sheva Shabosos Tamimos. What does it mean to be Tamimos? Amosai Tamimos, Chazal tells, Bizman Shosim Ritzonos Shamakim. When we do their Bonos Shams as well. Everything we do, we're always thinking about Ratzon Hashem, and that is how to be a Tamim Jew. The fourth idea from the Imre Yosef says at the end of the day, Ushmartim. What does it mean, Ushmartim mitzvos? Because we're not just guarding and keeping them, but we're yearning to do the mitzvos. When we're anticipating to yearn to do them, Zemu Yizochit Vasisim Osam. That's a true Shlemistic Jew. And that's exactly what the Ish Kodesh says, Viskidashim Tamid Ishtoikikos. You want to know what it means to be holy? That we're constantly searching and seeking and yearning to grow in our holiness. Even when you think you're there, you're continuing to go on and go forward. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the kliyakur smachtam lefnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yomim. The ultimate simcha comes on Sukkot when all Klais are all together. The Esrog Jews, the Lulav Jews, the Aravos Jews, the Hadassim Jews. Everyone's come together. There's no greater simcha for a father when everyone's baguda achas, when everyone's together. And especially for Svira, this is the time to work on a better on the Mechaveir. And this is what the Alter Rebbe told his Chassidim. What's better, loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loving Klai Yisrael? When you love Klai Yisrael, you're loving what your loved one loves. But she's b'zoch b'ez Hashem, take these ideas to be b'simcha in everything that we do, even when things are hard, but be b'simcha and making sure that in our perspective that they're not just great, they're not hard. We do our best to be b'simcha b'ava, make sure b'ez Hashem to bring the achdus between us and Chodesh Baruch Hu, and achdus amongst of each other, to be tamimis to good Jews, to be wholesome Jews, to constantly have this shtoikus to yearn and grow closer to the Baruch Hashem, to make sure that we have this achdus together amongst each other b'ez Hashem. Shkoyach.